This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We'll chit-chat with the fellas from the G-Bag Nation in about 40 minutes. But I wanted to remind you, tomorrow I'll be at Shell Shack off of North Henderson doing the show after the Rangers game. And then Friday, they'll be at Globe Life Field leading into the Rangers game. So G-Bag out and about if you want to catch them the next couple of days. Right now.
Dude, how about their 2 days?
Yeah. It did get changed up now, didn't it?
They have a one-hour show today and then a day game tomorrow.
What a time to be alive, because you get to listen to the C-Block starring Corey Majors.
Thank you very much. And Mike, if you do see any practice squad news, feel free to hop in.
I'm not looking.
Okay, I appreciate that.
You couldn't even, in that instance, you couldn't have pretended and said, okay.
Mike is who he is.
Yeah. That, you know what? That's not going to change.
Right now, that's I'm going to tell you what else I'm not looking up. I'm not looking up the Frisco Rough Riders either.
Okay.
But I am going to look at Kumar Rocker tonight, though.
Yeah. I'll tell you tomorrow how Kumar Rocker did.
If he doesn't do well,
just don't.
Then
say
what
anything?
We have decided is that the San Antonio missions are a bad baseball team. That's what we're going with.
I do appreciate,
even though Mike wanted to call him the Alamo Dogs.
Yes, I do appreciate you and Colby have that very much in common. You don't particularly care what the other person thinks. You're going to be honest with them from your perspective.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I appreciate that.
Yeah, I have no clue what the mission's record is.
If you were standing in line and somebody cut in the line in front of you, and we're talking about like at a gas station.
Okay.
Are you going to say something, or are you just going to be like, you know what, I'm letting it go?
It matters what the person looks like.
What does that mean?
Like, if they look like Kimbo Slice,
uh-huh.
I'm probably going to be like, he can cut all he wants.
Oh, so like physically intimidating?
Yes.
Okay, I gotcha.
If Alec cuts, uh-huh. I might say, what's your deal, dude, man?
Alec's wow. Jacked, man. I don't know if that's a good idea.
I'm sure it's coming off. It's 9 o'clock somewhere.
Mike feels like he has the reach, I think, is what he's saying.
But I'm just saying, like, doesn't it matter to you? Or let's just say it looks like somebody who might have a weapon. I'm like, I don't want to mess with that person. They might pull out a knife or a gun.
Mike, I understand your question. It does not matter to me because sometimes I have a tough time controlling my temper.
Uh-huh.
And if it's go time, it's go time. If I lose, I lose. But it's still go time.
So you're saying that with Alex Man Bun, he doesn't look like he could pull out a knife from that man bun? Is that what you're trying to tell me? Is that he doesn't look like
he's carrying a weapon.
All right. Mm. I gotcha.
By the way, the missions do stink at baseball.
Hey, look, Slim Scotty's in the studio right now. Slim Scotty stepped in.
Oh.
Joey Erickson.
Is it hockey time in the USA?
It's not necessarily hockey time yet, but he is hanging around. I appreciate the conversation about skipping in line because we know what Colby would do.
I don't.
Colby's answer would be, he'd go, hey, what's going on? Get to the back of the line.
I've absolutely been in a scenario with him when that happened.
Yep.
It was awesome.
I also have a little bit of a predicament. Last night, Adrian had to work late. Thursday is Jared's thing at the Preston Playhouse.
Hour.
And Adrian is going to be there, but she wanted me to go. And I was like, all right, I'll be there. My son Carter he's presenting something at open house for his school.
Oh, I thought he was playing football.
He is playing football too. I do need to ask Broda some questions about that, but he's presenting And so I said, hey, your mom and I are supposed to do this thing. He goes, of course. The one time I have something to present, you guys aren't available. And so now I have
guilt tripping you.
So here's what I'm trying. Adrian was like, fine, go to Carter's thing. So I asked, should we have a date night? Because we haven't seen each other this much. Should we have a date night on Friday night? Or should we have family dinner? And she wants both. So what? Twolos. I love the Twolos.
Two dinners?
Yeah, maybe two dinners. That's a good idea. YOLOs out there and Twolos and the fan text. Should I do a date night with Adrian, or should I do family dinner and have all the kids there? Because, man, I don't have many more family dinners with Avery, you know, before he moves out.
What year is he?
He's a sophomore. He's a junior. I'm sorry. He's a junior.
Oh, my God. You just lost.
I got two more years with him, dude.
You sure of your answer? It seemed like
he's at Plano now. He's at Plano. And so he went from Vines to Plano. And so that is, what if he leaves?
But Corey,
he wants to go to Berkeley in Boston.
This is the problem that you're running into. You should only count today, never tomorrow. All right. So you say you only have this much time with your kid. You don't know how much time you got with anybody. I say date night.
Date night it is.
Wow.
Well, for Kevin is what he suggests. Oh. I appreciate that. Mike, your thoughts?
What's your favorite food on date night?
Well, I am going to take it. I do have an idea for, I've never been to this certain restaurant. I've never been to Steve Fields before. And so I was going to try out Steve Fields Steakhouse. We have one right out there in Plano.
Oh,
so that I've never been there before. Yeah.
I have, you have the gift card.
I'm going to give that away to somebody else.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Who's doing some work year. That's so right. I don't know, man. And with family.
So you like kind of steak restaurants for date night?
Yeah, and with if it's family, it's Meso Maya. And you know how much we love Meso Maya.
Ooh, so. That is good.
his eyes.
We went, yeah.
Scott Hansen. Do you know who Scott Hansen is, Kevin?
Yeah, he's the guy where if you get tricked by somebody saying they're a 14-year-old boy, you go into the house and he's like, I'm Scott Hansen.
Different Scott Hansen.
Have a seat, sir. Why did you bring those alcohols?
The Scott Hansen on the Red Zone. So he does the Red Zone. I know on NFL Network or whatever, they sometimes will have the other guy do it. I can't think of his name right now. He's got the ears.
Andrew Siciliano.
That's right.
He's got the ears. That feels...
He has a massive ears.
And
rude.
Alec knew exactly what I was talking about. But Scott Hansen does it on Red Zone, and I love it. I love the way that he directs it, and the dude does not take in drinks before the show so that he can hold it throughout the entire day.
If you cut off your ears, you could still hear, right?
I think so, just not as
well. Because you have the holes.
Yes.
But you're not getting
it's the outside part of the ear is not why you hear. By the way, he did the Gold Zone, too.
Okay, but it helps the outside of your ear, but it helps collect sound.
No, you're
helps,
right, but I still think you could hear if your ears got chopped
off. If you don't have your ears, let us know if you can hear.
Oh my God.
But Scott Hansen has said
they wouldn't be listening, right?
They will have.
If they text in, the answer is yes, because they couldn't have heard what you just said.
They will.
We just said you could still hear even if you didn't have your ears.
He said text in if you can. Yeah. If you don't have your ears and you can hear, well, they're going to text in because they heard what you said.
Mm-hmm. That is a good point. Scott Hansen said on WFAN that the NFL Network or NFL Red Zone will have 3+ games in the late window going forward.
Ooh.
The NFL will have 3+ games for sure because of so many people watching Red Zone.
Wow.
Because a lot of times what happens is if you have two games, you're just kind of basically they're just bouncing back and forth. Yep. But because so many people watch Red Zone, they're like, hey, we're going to give them multiple games to go through because early in the action, you got the Octo screen and everything. It's so much fun. I enjoy Red Zone a lot.
And 325 has shown more recently to garner better ratings for them. So I think that's a great idea across the board.
And then I know this has been discussed. It was every headline that I saw across everything. LeBron James talking about what Bronny can call him.
Have you thought through, not relationship, because you'll always be his dad, he'll always be his son, but what's your working relationship? Is he going to call you dad at practice in the locker room?
No, he can't. We already laid that down. He cannot call me dad in the workplace. All right. Once we leave out of the practice facility and the gates close, I can be dad again. Okay. In the car if we ride together. Okay. At home, I can be dad. No, he got to call me like 2-3 or Bron.
Okay.
Or... you know, goat if he want to. That's up to him. I mean, it's up to him. But it's easy for me. It's easy for me because I've been calling him Bronny for so long. Yeah. It's not like I've been calling, hey son. Yeah. Like, yeah, so yeah, it's yeah. easy for me. It's gonna be the adjustment for him. But we cannot be running down the court and he'd be like, Dad, push the ball up, Dad, I'm open, Dad, come on. No, you cannot do that.
And I think I agree with him on that. Like, it would be weird to hear, Dad, pass me the ball. But that being said, I never called my dad coach. Steven does call Jerry Jerry. He never says Dad. He always refers to him as Jerry. And I wonder if he calls him Dad at home and doesn't call him and calls him Jerry
Daddy.
The job at the workplace and everything. But I mean, do you agree or disagree that your kid can't call you Dad inside the work confines building?
I could see that. By the way, good on that host for asking that question.
That's a quality question, right there.
Yeah, I could see that. I think in the workplace, that makes sense to me.
I thought Brett Boone answered it great today because he's part of a family that has three generations of people that have made the major leagues. And he's like, as long as you legitimately made it there, your teammates aren't going to have an issue.
Yeah.
So if your dad is the manager and you go up to him and you don't say skip or whatever, like, Dad, well, that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
But I think Brett Boone laid it out pretty nicely when Ken Griffey Jr. legitimately made it. It had nothing to do with his father being a major leaguer when he made the major leagues. But that's fine if you're like, hey, Dad, I got it. That's fine because everybody's like, yeah, I get it, man. Ken Griffey Jr. is awesome. Sure. Ken Griffey Sr. can still play in the major leagues. In this situation, they have to be careful here because everybody knows that this was nepotism. This is, Bronny shouldn't be in the NBA. So LeBron James is trying to put down kind of rules that are different because it's very tough right now, probably in the world of the NBA players, knowing like, I get it, man. You have a son, you love him. You're able to manipulate the situation because of your status. But now it's like, let me try to manipulate this where people don't, you know, see that he's calling me Dad on the court. When it'd be, if he is Ken Griffey Jr., nobody have a problem with it.
I think, you know, somebody from the 469 said disagree. That would be cool as a dad to hear that. And I agree that it would be cool for me as being a dad to hear my son say that in
Come
a game.
Come on, Daddy.
Yeah, something like that. Thank you very much, Troy. I really appreciate that. And, but it's everybody else more than it's the image from everybody else.
Yeah.
Because I don't know, man, that would feel, would I have a moment of nostalgia right in the middle of the game where I'm like, hey, we're back out on the little basketball
focus.
Court outside and everything. And I'm just thinking about my kid, dude, I'm playing basketball with my kid. It'd be fun.
The other thing too is now I know you have to call out names on the court if you are open or something like that. But a lot of times you say, hey, or, you know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of times I don't refer to.
That's what the. Yeah,
that scared the crap out of me.
Noise.
Like, you're clapping, you're making a noise.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Sorry to scare you guys.
It really did.
In a way, you have to be the same name to everybody. So now I'm going to contradict myself.
And that's why he said 2-3 or Braun. You know, that's why
he
said.
Yeah, I need to know, like, what is Anthony Davis? Yeah, goat. Everybody's yelling that on the court. Yeah, right. I mean, and again, he might be the goat, but like, they're not yelling goat when they want the ball. Yeah.
Dude,
I'm surprised he didn't say, yeah, he's going to call me king.
Does that, okay, when he said goat, is that not the epitome of why people don't like LeBron?
That and the China stuff, probably. Okay. Yeah, I think that's.
I think the China stuff's like, that came secondary. Okay. I think it was this idea of.
Because people didn't like
that
he was called King James already. And it sounded like he was joking.
I thought he was joking. I thought it was funny.
I think you're right.
If I'd said that, you know, and it was my kids, we'd be laughing about it, but I'm not.
I'll contradict myself. Like, just call, probably on the court, whatever LeBron is referred to by his teammates probably needs to be what you say, but I will say he'll probably get his attention when he yells Dad.
Jamar Chase not at the team as the team's going through stretch for today's practice, according to Ben Baby, who's covering that up there. Go Mean Green.
Okay.
Princeton Fant is going to be on the Cowboys practice.
Yeah!
Okay.
Woohoo!
What position does he play?
Tight end. I remember first round pick, Iowa.
Yeah, Mike's got this, man.
I don't know. Is that the same? I thought
he just, Ja'Marr Chase just got to practice 13 minutes after it started. He's wearing street clothes.
Okay.
He's not practicing today.
Now,
Fant's really a tight end?
Yes, but he's not.
He's not Noah Fant.
First round pick. Definitely.
From
not.
Iowa.
Dude.
He.
Dude, this Ja'Marr Chase thing.
Okay. He went to Tennessee.
Is gross.
Okay. So I'm glad that you brought that up because when we talked with Trey Wingo about this earlier, it feels very logical that the deal for CeeDee Lamb, you would get.
Yeah, it's a domino, right?
An approximation of that with Ja'Marr Chase. So I'm sure Ja'Marr Chase is like, look, man, that's the last one to fall, I guess, of the major leaves. And he's like, this is the deal I want, give or take. And I'm curious how close they are in that give or take process. But I understand now because he went through the walkthrough. But I understand now he's like, not going to happen.
Yeah. There it is. That's the C block, ladies and gentlemen.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, power ranking the NFC East position group by position group. Do the Cowboys come out on top? We'll do it next right here.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like,
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Fan.
Second and 5 at the Detroit 8. 7.5 minutes in the game. Snap to Prescott, standing and looking and throwing right to the end zone. Brandon Cooks! Touchdown, Cowboys. Perfect route, perfect throw. Cowboys regain the lead.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're going to dive into some more football here. We're going to power rank the NFC East position group by position group and see where the Cowboys kind of fall in the shuffle of all of this. And to help us with that, I'm going to go to Mike.
Yeah.
Mike, will you introduce who is joining us on the show right now?
Scotty Joey Erickson.
Boom. Tremendous.
Loves black shoes and black gloves. And pitches for the Minnesota Twins.
Okay, yes. That is
and
in reference to the...
And I played with him for just a second in Oklahoma Twinkies. City. He was, I think he might have got called up to the Rangers, and he married a famous person. I forget her name.
Oh, well.
Well, go congratulations, bro.
Look
Thank
into
you.
That. All right, in the meantime, will you tell everybody where your next broadcasting job's going to be at?
Absolutely. Well, after Mike got tired of me living in his beautiful
Fair.
House. He said, you got to get a job if you want to stay here. But I said, you know what? I'm leaving. I'm leaving for good. So I'm heading down to Corpus Christi. I'll be the broadcast and media relations manager for the Corpus Christi Ice Rays in the North American Hockey League. So same league I was in last year
very
in
nice.
Wisconsin. So very happy about that. And I'm going to enjoy the beach and enjoy some hockey too.
And by the way, Mike, Lisa Guerrero is who Scott Erickson had married.
She's from Corpus Christi?
No, I mean, I don't know.
She was born in Chicago, Illinois on April 9th, 1964.
You found that fast. That was
because I was looking up. Because we had dinner and everything. I was like, she's very nice.
ACG.
And I just forgot who she was. But
yeah, she
that's
was
who she is.
You still
she
gonna,
grew up in San Diego.
You still going to be watching the Stars? You still going to pay attention to what the Stars
Heck
are doing?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. I'll be doing Locked On Stars, baby.
Okay.
Every single day. So
and,
I still got that gig. And
Corpus is part of the Stars.
It is not, but it could be.
Oh,
for just a hefty price.
That's a tease right there.
For just a hefty price.
They're not affiliate of anybody.
Oh,
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Man, Mike does seem
they used genuinely to be back in the day because it was an old CHL squad, so it used to be a semi-professional league.
So we're hoping to get affiliated, huh?
Senior whale-esque hockey? Is that the idea on that old...
I don't know about
Shorzy?
That. Oh, I see. Yeah.
I had no idea what you were talking about.
You gotta watch Shorzy to get it.
All right, so CBS has ranked each position group of the NFC East to kind of give you a better idea of, you know, how they think the division will play out. So let's start with running back. Who do you think has the best running back group in the NFC East? Or running back. It's don't say the Cowboys.
I'm assuming Philadelphia. Yep. I won't joke about our 2,000 plus yard running backs who have made multiple Pro Bowls.
True.
I mean, I'm going to go with Philly too, okay, but I feel like the Commanders are second.
The Commanders are third per CBS. In your face, Brian Robinson Jr. Behind Devin Singletary and the Giants, the Cowboys are dead last.
Oh,
not surprising. All right, Haters. Joey. We'll start with you. Quarterback. Which team has the best quarterback in the division?
Gotta give the edge.
Don't pick New York.
To Dak Prescott, baby, and the Dallas Cowboys.
That's one for the Cowboys, Mike.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's definitely the Cowboys.
Okay.
Jalen Hurts.
What?
We have Cooper Rush, who went 4-1 one time.
I will also pick the Cowboys.
Trey Lance ran for 90 yards and over 300 passing yards last game.
Thank you very much.
That's three guys.
And then he fumbled the ball twice and had five interceptions.
Doesn't matter.
You know what?
Preseason
you're always
games.
The negative person. Yeah. Here's the positive. 300, almost 400 yards. Maybe it was over 400 yards just by himself.
You did not watch 1 second of that game.
I did watch 1 second. He threw it to 14. He threw it right to 14. And 14 was like, I stink at football. I'm going to let this ball be intercepted. And it happened. And then that guy went back and played for the Phoenix Suns, I believe. Cam
and
Johnson.
That was the 1 second that he watched.
Fair enough. Touche.
Let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. What did CBS Sports say?
CBS said
Cowboys.
Jalen Hurts and the Eagles. I don't
Why?
Like it.
Because
of the
backup.
Tush push?
Maybe. I don't know if it is because of the tush push.
It's the whole
push.
Room.
But they seem to be very high on Jalen Hurts versus Dak Prescott. Wide receivers. Which team has the best group of wide receivers?
Well, I am going to say Corey Philadelphia.
Brandon Cooks was not maximized last year.
Agreed.
And until we see it, and then I'll have to just kind of sit on that one. So I have to say Philadelphia.
Sadly.
Yeah,
Sadly.
Okay.
I think that CeeDee Lamb is better than A.J. Brown, but I don't think that CeeDee Lamb is better than both A.J. Brown and Devonta Smith.
Okay. I could see that. Which team has the best group of tight ends?
We did it.
You know what? I agree with you on that. I will take the Cowboys.
Ferguson, baby.
Fergushot.
Dallas Goedert.
I think Jake Ferguson is better than Dallas Goedert. That's my hot opinion for the day.
I know Dallas Ferguson's getting hurt. Dallas Goddard's getting hurt.
What does CBS think, Kevin?
CBS is biased. They have picked the Eagles once again.
Dallas Goedert, doesn't he get hurt a lot?
He gets hurt,
I feel
a,
like
lot.
Hurt a lot.
Listen, Jake Ferguson, tough, won't get hurt, Rania. You know, he's a tough guy. And coming into his second season as the full-time tight end, I think he will show that he is better than Goddard, Kevin.
Yeah, and we got John Stephen Jones.
That is
no,
true.
It's just John. No, it's not true. It's
That's
John
the best
Stevens.
We can do. All right. All right.
A lot of weight from Highland Park to get to tight end.
See, this is why I said just go with it. So CBS has it 4-0 right now. We have it at 2-2. Who has the best? You can vote for the other two teams too if you ever want to. Who has the best offensive line in the division?
This is close, right? I mean, the thing is it's not Washington or New York. I feel like it is close between Philadelphia and Dallas.
Agreed.
I agree as well. I will continue to give the edge to Philly on this.
I think that's fair.
The growth of Guyton and whoever plays center is, I mean, it's huge to this team. And if Guyton can grow up real fast, then I could probably see the Cowboys being better there.
I bet they do give it to Philadelphia because also Steele had a bad year last year, and That's we fair. Expect them to be a lot better, and then we're playing two rookies. So they'll give it to Philadelphia, but it could be Dallas by the time we get to the halfway point where they change their mind.
What say you?
I'm intrigued because obviously Kelce departing, that could be a big loss for Philly.
So I got my love, Lane Johnson.
Yeah, but Philly probably gets the edge just because, as mentioned, Guyton, Beebe, other guys on the line haven't established themselves quite yet in the regular season. So probably give it to Philly.
Who has the best defensive line in the division?
Washington's got a pretty good one, right?
They do. Is it time for a different team to win?
Dan Quinn, baby.
Not the Cowboys.
It is. The Cowboys are, in fact, dead last per CBS Sports.
Yeah, I think Washington.
Of the four.
They have Jonathan Allen.
I'll go with the Giants just to throw a wrench in the thing.
Okay. All right.
And the Giants have Dexter Lawrence. That dude's like, Mike is like, please bring Dexter Lawrence to us. I'll put them second.
Yeah. Last Dexter we had was really good.
Dexter Coakley?
Yep. What?
Coakley.
Yeah. Yes. Sorry, Coakley. Best
Kevin would have forced no Coakley.
Rushers. It was, in fact, the Commanders.
Okay.
Best edge rushers.
It's got to be the Cowboys.
Agreed.
I'll go with us.
Yeah, you have the best.
Exactly. Out of the division and maybe out of the league.
Yeah.
If he can do it all season.
It's a sexy pick.
It is a sexy pick. Thank you, Jerry. Yeah.
All right. Best linebackers.
And it was us?
It was the Cowboys.
Nice. Who is second?
The Giants. Okay? I was hiccuping and
that
burping
like
at the
a weird
same time.
Hiccup.
Yeah.
It's like a bassy hiccup.
And it was a burp, too. So I apologize for that. Wow. I tried to stop it.
Congratulations.
Not a vert, but the vomit.
Yes,
burp, but
burp up. I'm good. The Giants were second, followed by the Eagles and Commanders. Linebackers.
You can't count Micah Parsons. They counted.
True.
As well.
Yeah.
True.
So I don't think we're going to win this.
I'll be honest. I don't know a lot of the linebackers in the NFC East.
That's fair. The Giants actually finished second.
Commanders. Didn't they get Wagner and then he's hooking back up with?
Yes, they did.
Quinn. Are they the top one?
Well, I pick the Giants as well, and Mike picks the Giants. Y'all pick the Commanders. Alec, who is better at linebacking, the Commanders or the Giants?
Oh, it's so tough because in a vacuum, they both suck altogether. I'm going to go with the Giants.
Yes, there we go. Mm. Cornerbacks, who has the best cornerbacks in the division?
Well, I want to say us, but Bland is out for 4 to 5 games, they're saying. I'm just going off of Broadus, and they're saying that it's going to be closer to 6 weeks than 8 weeks. I'll go with Cowboys.
If Bland was there, I give him the edge. Easy.
Yeah, I like the Cowboys,
this is
too.
This is tough with Darius Slay.
I'm still going to say Cowboys, but I hear you.
Yeah, Darius Slay and Diggs are kind of right there neck and neck to me. So
Isaiah Rodgers pretty good.
I'll give the Eagles that right now.
Okay.
But when Bland's in, suck it.
You're going with the Cowboys?
Yeah.
Let's go. Point Cowboys. Best safeties in the division.
I think we're just okay there, but I don't think we're bad.
We're good there. I don't think the rest of the division's that good.
Okay.
Oh, in your face,
CJ Gardner-Johnson, though, didn't he call out all the Philly fans? He's like, I hate y'all. I never want to play for y'all again.
Well, they're going to love him even more now.
I got to go back there.
They got Reed Blankenship as well.
Yeah, I'll say Cowboys.
I'm going to say Eagles.
Okay.
You say Cowboys?
Yeah.
Oh, shock.
Donovan Wilson, baby.
For the Dallas Cowboys.
They picked us?
They picked the Eagles.
Well, you just keep...
Because we're keeping our own tally, Mike. I'll tell you what CBS thought. We got our own tally going here.
I picked Eagles.
I pick the Eagles.
So it was a tie, right?
Oh, I thought you picked the Cowboys. My bad.
No, I'm saying we were solid there.
Oh, okay. My bad. Alec... Eagles or Cowboys for the safeties?
Ooh. Man, I've seen all the memes about the Eagles secondary. Uh-huh. So, I'm not buying into it yet. I got to see it first. Give me the Cowboys.
Cowboys win again. Mm.
Last one. Or excuse me, there's two more. Special teams. Who has the best special teams?
Well, the Cowboys, because we have like an 88-yard kicker.
Yeah,
right?
We got butter and we got anger.
And we got the
banger.
What's the Plano, coach's
baby.
Name?
Fossil?
Yeah, we got Fossil. I was wanting to say Farrell, and I was like, I know that's wrong.
And Deuce Vaughn's going to be running his little booty across the field.
I say Cowboys. Awesome. I say Cowboys as well.
If you did play the game where they kicked it to Deuce, but we all huddled up and just kind of 300 him.
A little flying V action, right?
And nobody can get to him because he's so little. You know what I'm talking about?
Work Dunn was little. He had a decent career for a minute.
Work Dunn was great.
He was tiny.
He was. head coach.
Yeah, Mike Allstott in front
last
of him.
One I got for you guys.
Taller than 5'3".
By the way, CBS, you'll probably notice the trend. They picked the Eagles again as the best special teams.
You got to be kidding me.
Nope.
You got butter and angry.
Warrick Dunn was 4 inches taller than,
oh my gosh,
than a little guy.
Best coach. Best coach.
Well, I'm going to pick the Cowboys.
I'll give Sirianni to the Eagles.
Yeah, our coach has been to this and won the Super Bowl.
And our guy doesn't have Jarvis.
I'm going with Daboll. Why not?
What?
It's a New York, baby.
Sirianni didn't win the Super Bowl.
The Giants got to win something.
That's his northern
Oh, yeah. That is
a big bias to the Giants.
He's a big Dennis Green guy.
<It's> disgusting.
Is that your vote, I guess?
What?
It's disgusting.
It's disgusting.
All right, so Corey, you say?
I say Cowboys.
Mike, you say Cowboys.
Yeah, because I think Dan Quinn was very good, okay. But I think our guy's better. And then I don't want to pick Jaundice.
That is Nick Sirianni, if you've never heard the program before. Now, CBS had it like this. The Giants, they won zero of these categories.
Uh-huh.
Commanders, 2. Cowboys, 2. Eagles, 8.
Oh, my gosh.
Here is how our breakdown
losing
went.
This division.
Yeah, stop it's over. Count.
Washington, stop it. Washington, 1. Giants, 1. Philly, 3. Dallas won 7 of these categories. So we are higher on the Cowboys than CBS Sports.
On your face.
Boom.
Give me the Eagles to win the division.
Okay. Is that just because there's never a
yeah.
repeat?
Yeah, I get that. There's just no way. It's going to last year when it looked like it was going to happen after 11 weeks.
And then it couldn't.
Yep.
Yeah.
So we already know the Cowboys best case scenario, wild card.
You might be right about that. Thank you very much, Joey, for bouncing
appreciate
on with
you.
Us.
Joey, that was great.
Good luck in
good
Corpus
job,
Christi.
I'll miss you.
I'm guessing we'll hopefully see you
probably.
Come crawl back.
Yeah, I'll be coming down to Corpus Christi to see you.
Oh, you can watch him on That's YouTube.
We can go take long walks on the beach, Corey.
Do it.
All About the Stars, right?
Yeah.
Locked on Stars.
Locked on Stars. Whatever you want.
What is it called?
Locked on Stars.
Locked on.
Yeah, we're free and available wherever you get your podcasts.
All right.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
As the 0-2. And Hosey will wave at this pitch in the dirt. DeGrom, a second strikeout tonight. 6 up, 6 down.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 through the Fan. Jacob DeGrom, perfect yesterday through 2 innings. I want to also remind you, this Saturday at 11 o'clock, the Fans College Football Saturday begins. You got a good one. Number 14, Clemson against number 1, Georgia, who we can both admit both teams are better than Auburn. Tune in for all of the action, followed by Fred and Blake and then the Rangers as they take on the A's. And now, courtesy of D&M Leasing, it's time for our chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation.
Kevin, I know you're going to ask Gavin how he's doing and all the guys in just a minute. This morning, Dalvin Cook tweeted out the number 4. That's his number, right?
That's what number he's worn, yes.
How many Pro Bowls
he's been. But he wore a double-digit number at the Ravens.
So he's going to go with 44.
Is that what he's going to do?
I don't know. I have no clue.
Maybe 14's available because I saw Cam Johnson try to play wide receiver one play.
That's Marquise Bell, though. I think he's going to have that one taken care of.
There were two 14s on him?
Yeah. But Dak, you can't do that because Dak's 4. So how?
Dak's giving up his number.
Yeah, maybe there Dak is just.
No way.
Just Dak's super. Giving it up to a practice squad player.
There is no way.
Can he just wear 4?
That's leadership.
Dalvin Cook comes in and says, listen, I'll give you $1 million for that number. What do you got? We good?
That's servant leadership right there.
And he's
there.
Like, hey, I'm selfless. Glad you'll pay me when the Cowboys won't.
Oh, wow.
What number would Dak change to? He wore 15 in
number one.
College.
He can't be 15 because of Zeke, obviously, now.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
That's a storied history.
Maybe he could go to Zeke and buy his number from him.
Wouldn't it be amazing, though, if Zeke really went college and cut his jersey in half and really showed his 30-year-old abs?
That would be something.
Yeah. Then we'd be like,
gosh,
oh, no.
Mike.
Do you think it'd be the love handles that would stand out more?
Yeah.
Or which portion
what
of it?
What if he got tackled by his love handles? Wouldn't that be amazing this year?
What does that mean?
Like, it looks like he's going to get to the outside, but he's so slow he can't. And then somebody just grabbed his love handle fat and then dragged him down. The
Not a horse collar. Not a horse collar. That's clean.
Kevin,
Gavin,
I'm sorry.
Your thoughts about all of that?
Pure gold as always. Hey,
yes.
Thanks for asking.
All right. So I want to talk to you a little bit more about Dalvin Cook, but I also want to ask, I have to admit, I was surprised this was the guy I thought looked really sharp throughout training camp and in the games. Julius Wood, were you guys surprised he didn't make the roster, or do we know anything behind that? He's already gotten picked up by the Titans.
Yeah.
What happened there?
Well, I haven't talked to anybody with the Cowboys about it, but they obviously, they've got four safeties they really, really like.
Sure.
Remember, this was a team at one time that really didn't care about safeties.
True.
So they've now kind of moved that over to other positions that they really don't care about. But this one was going to be a tough one for him to make. That group was actually pretty deep, and Wood played well. They liked him coming out of East Carolina. The only blemish I saw in the preseason from him was when the Raiders had a touchdown that was that uncontested catch that went in the flat. I think he got caught. I think he got caught in traffic there. But the positioning, the tackling, I talked to two teams this morning about him, to be honest with you. Yeah, they asked me, said, hey, what about this kid Wood? And so I was like, what are your college reports saying? Everybody was really high on him. The two teams I talked to. And so I thought, well, okay, well, maybe, there's going to be some interest there. It was a tough position. I had him on my 53. I thought they were going to go, they were going to carry a fifth safety.
Me too.
And, but they didn't. And he just happened to play a position that has got a lot of good bodies.
I'm not saying this is the exact breakdown that happened yesterday, but do you have to look at it when you're cutting these players and be like, all right, so it's him against Tyrus Wheat or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Like
no,
somebody
that,
from
absolutely.
Another position.
Yeah, last night I was on a podcast and I did a game where I said, who on the roster knocked this guy off the roster? And so the comparisons, it's funny. I was working with Vach Lombardi on this and we were talking about Ball. And I said, did Ball get knocked off the roster because of Matt Waletzko? And he goes, no, it was TJ Bass knocked him off, even though you kind of look at position for position there. So yeah, there was some interesting like I said there, that Deuce Vaughn knocked Malik Davis off the roster,
right?
So, I thought that was a good knock. I approved that
too.
Knock
yeah I did too.
And Flournoy knocked off our the wide receiver
Cropper, Billy Cropper. Johnson.
Yeah,
Do you like that Cropper did get picked back up for the practice squad though?
I think there's a guy that was, when you watched him practice and play, he looked like he had a firm grasp on that sixth wide receiver spot. And then they started playing the games. There's two guys that came super far from where they were to make this team. And it was Flournoy and it was
Deuce.
And was Deuce. Yeah, because those guys, the first 2 weeks, you guys didn't get to see him practice at all.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, 2 weeks in, now they're practicing. They covered a lot of ground to the guys, and deservingly so.
Were there any other roster move-ins and shakings? And I realize there'll be more to come.
Frank Gore, who we were talking about at Buffalo.
Junior.
Yeah, he did not. He passed through waivers, so he's probably going to go back to Buffalo's practice squad.
He's back.
So yeah, that was one I was kind of hopeful that they would maybe look at that.
Would you want him over Deuce Vaughn? Sorry, Broadus. I'm just curious.
I'd want him over Dalvin Cook.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's for damn sure.
Well, see, but it's a practice squad deal.
No, I know for sure.
Yeah, I mean, if you're saying an active roster situation, I think they would fight you on that. Me personally, I would like to have Frank Gore myself.
Okay.
But I understand, like I said, at least they made the right decision in my mind with what we're talking about with Malik Davis. That part of it I can give him credit for.
All right. And then Schiafalo, Dawson, was there anything roster-wise that happened yesterday with the Cowboys or not that you were like, huh, I did not anticipate such a thing?
No, I mean, the Hendershot stuff being traded over to the Chiefs also grab Eric Scott, so they're kind of looking around at your stuff.
Does that make you wonder
sniffing around?
Hey, the two-time defending Super Bowl champions.
Oh, that's what we were talking about. Okay. We actually had some conversation in our pre-show meeting today. So we talked about
that a little bit.
Yeah, we didn't just look at each other, in the dark room, which we love to do. the conversation was, okay, do you feel like that you did the right thing by, why is the two-time defending Super Bowl champ, A, trading for one of your guys, and B, claiming another one? Is your roster, and we talk about the roster and the fact that the two-time Super Bowl champ is looking and grabbing two guys off your cut list.
Jerry's like, yeah.
Yeah.
I got the best players. Of course,
that's
the champions
he's the best.
Want.
He's the best general manager.
Nobody could do this except him.
He could build 55-man rosters.
That line is going to come back to haunt him.
Nothing's keeping him down.
None of the lines.
You seen the valuation, Heggy?
Yeah.
Not only what's coming up on the show, but out of the 53 guys that made the team, how many names does Jerry know on that 53-man roster?
I would put the over-under at 18 that he could rattle
and
off.
Nobody can do it.
I'll take the over because in my head I was thinking 20. So I'm not way over, but I'll take the over.
I would agree with you if just the basic sound would work. You know, like you'll grant him two or three.
Like Terrence Hill is a beat writer. Yeah, you know,
okay.
Stuff like
this is where I think you know, was it Dorrance Armstrong was kind of his go-to guy?
Yeah.
Buddy Johnson's going to become. Buddy Johnson will roll right off your tongue. That Buddy Johnson. We really like Buddy Johnson. That guy, that name will roll right off his tongue.
He can get there from side to side. He'll catch one.
Anything else we need to know for the show today?
Action-packed. We're going to take 5 hours of content and cram it into the next 90 minutes because Rangers pregame's coming up at 3:30. Jack Leiter on the Hill at 7.
Love it. Roll home with the G-Bag Nation and the Rangers. We'll be back tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. right here on 105 Through the Fan.
Say goodnight, Kevin.
Good night, Kevin. Oh, wish my husband could get that going.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. Portrait pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.